Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church and thank you for coming out on this Christmas Eve to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you'll stand for our processional carol. Prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. Dear God, we thank you for this special season.
We confess to the world that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the one who has come to take our sins away. Forgive us when we miss the true meaning of Christmas. Remind us to always have room in our hearts for the Savior. Help us to treat others with dignity, respect, and love. May Christmas fill our hearts with songs of joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's bow our heads for a moment through your personal, silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
join together as a community of faith as we recite our Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and stood upon the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And you may be seated. Let us bow for our Christmas prayer, and I'll lead you into the Lord's Prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, thanking you for all the wonders and glorious things that you have done for us. Most importantly, sending Jesus, your only Son, into our world, born of a babe, grew into a man, and gave his life, that we might have eternal life. Then he ascended into heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit to empower us, to help us. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you've done for us. Help us during this Christmas season to remember what it is really about. Some will open presents. They will be excited. Some gifts may disappoint. But remind us that's not what really matters. It's the love that is behind each gift, the caring for one another, the same care that you have shown to us. Bless us this night, Lord. And we pray for those who are not with us due to the health, that you touch them in a very special way. Let them feel your healing powers and your love. And we thank you for this prayer that was given to your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. Listen this evening for God's word to you. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given for us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this evening. what Christmas means, not just to us as individuals or even as families, but what it means to the entire world. Salvation has come for those who will accept and receive. And we thank you for the gifts that you've given to the church, that we might proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. People might hear and they might believe. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the precious name of our Lord, our Savior, and our friend.
For anyone who has walked in darkness, a new light has dawned.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
For anyone who has ever felt forgotten, a new light has dawned.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
For anyone whose patience has been put to the test, a new light has dawned.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
For anyone in search of the way, the truth, and the life, a new day has dawned. Tonight, we light all the candles as we open our eyes to the glory of Christ's birth. As we light the first candle, we celebrate the hope that transcends our hurting world. The second candle celebrates the peace that tears the veil of hostility and division. The third candle celebrates the love that covers our guilt. And as we light the fourth candle, we celebrate the joy that can dry every tear. The flame of the Christ candle opens our eyes to God's everlasting light, as we celebrate the way to worship Christ, our newborn King.
Lift up your eyes and see the lights around you. With radiant hope, illuminate the night. Lift up your voice and sing.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, tonight we join the angelic choir, proclaiming glory to God in the highest. In a world where people seek the perfect gift to give, we rejoice because you've already given it. As you lit up the sky that first Christmas, continue to illuminate our world with your presence. We pray on this Christmas Eve that you will guide our every step, hear our every prayer, and delight in every praise as we come and worship Christ, our newborn King. Amen.
Penny Irby to come forward. She's got the readings. Psalm 98 will be on the screen, and I've asked her at the last moment to add Luke chapter 2.
It is a joyful evening as we listen to the word of the Lord. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. With the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, and the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together with joy at the presence of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equality. Luke 2:8-14. In that region were shepherds living in the fields, watching over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Thus is the reading of the Lord.
For the just wonderful, beautiful music that they bring us all year, and especially here at Christmas time. I have been standing in this pulpit preaching Christmas Eve sermons, not just in this one, but other pulpits, for over 30 years now. And that's a long time, and you try to bring the message to people. And how do you present it in a fresh way, and a way that helps people understand about the birth of Christ and touches their lives in some special way. I think at times I've been successful. At times I've probably been not so successful, and maybe a failure at other times. But it is an honor and a privilege to be able to present the gospel to you, especially on Christmas Eve. A couple of weeks ago, well, actually about 3 weeks ago, when I was trying to decide what to preach, there was a comedy on, I don't remember which one, and they started singing Silent Night. And I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden I realized tears were coming down my cheeks. And I didn't realize I would be that emotional over that song. I didn't even realize it was going to happen. It just happened, and I couldn't stop it. And I think the songs of Christmas touch us in a very special and unique way. Psalm 98 that was read tonight was one of Isaac Watts' favorites. In fact, he paraphrased the psalm and put it into music. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. We particularly see the influence of the psalm in this last verse. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love and the wonders of his love. I just want you to try to imagine for a moment, if you can, what life would be like if there was no music. I don't mean Christmas music. I don't mean Silent Night, Holy Night. I mean any music whatsoever. What would life be like? No humming a song that you heard on the radio as you're driving down your in your car, no singing out loud in the shower, no music at all. No music at church. No music on the radio. No MTV, no CDs, no iPods. No bands, no concerts. No Beatles, no Rolling Stones. No Frank Sinatra, no Blake Shelton, or whoever is your favorite. No country music or classical music. Bluegrass, hip-hop. No music to the background of movies. Brides marching down the aisle in silence. No organ music playing, "Here Comes the Bride," or whatever song was chosen for that day or that evening. Hand clapping that we do when we sing a song sometime would be irrelevant. By the only time we would clap maybe is if we've got the clapper in our house and want the lights to go on and off. Can you imagine worship without music? I know some churches, they don't have organ music or guitars or violins. They sing the songs. But can you imagine coming to church with absolutely no singing, with absolutely no music whatsoever? I guess we could still read the scriptures. We could read responsibly out of the Psalms or out of the Bible. We could pray. We could still have sermons and benedictions. But without music, it just would not be the same. Music tremendously enriches our lives and it enriches our worship. Music is a very important part of our lives because it can express every human situation, great joy and celebration. It can express our national pride as we sing our national anthem. Music can be an expression of love and it can bring us comfort in times of sorrow or distress. Music has the power to make us laugh or make us cry. Music can transport us back in time. I like the song by Bruce Springsteen when he talks about the glory days. Music can bring back and refresh our memory to the first kiss that we ever had. Or it can, maybe music was playing when you and your mom were baking Christmas cookies. Or you were outside and music was playing and you're tossing the ball around with your friends or with your dad. There's something special about music, especially the Christmas music, that even the secular society realizes. Now, I think I used this one year, but I'm going to use it again tonight because I know many of you watch this movie over and over again every Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Do you remember how it ends? The Grinch is transformed by the singing and music of the townspeople. And even without presents or possessions at all, the townspeople of Whoville are happy and they're singing. Amazed at this, the Grinch puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. In Whoville, they said that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. No wonder the Grinch was transformed. Who can resist it? The music and the singing of Christmas brings us so much happiness, so much joy. I'll tell you a little story. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was going down Route 8. I was in the Shayla area, and I was doing about, let's say, 80 miles an hour. One of the nice Shayla policemen pulled me over. He said, "Son, do you realize why I stopped you?" I said, "Well, I'm really not sure, but I know it's not my fault." He said, "What do you mean it was not your fault?" So, "Officer, I had my radio on and I was listening to Van Halen's I Can't Drive 55. Now, that didn't really happen. Or maybe it did. You know, styles of music vary. And the style of music that I like is not the style that my parents' life, and is certainly not the style of the younger generation today. I'm more of a, if you just a rock and roll, and you've got hip hop, and then generations of Frank Sinatra and that type of thing. But music is God's own invention and one of the greatest gifts that our Heavenly Father has bestowed upon this world. And God, being a fan of diversity, gave us the ability to enjoy music in a variety of forms, produced by a variety of instruments. And some people like a Philharmonic orchestra, and some would prefer just good old rock and roll. And it could be piano to drums or every musical instrument in between. Music can be an expression of praise to the glory of God, our Creator. It can be an expression also of the fallen nature of humanity. It has been said that God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. Then He created man. And just a few days later, God Himself started singing the blues. What have I done? Music. As worship creates an atmosphere that celebrates the presence of the Holy Spirit and rewards us with a sense of peace and joy and happiness. Many songs have been raised to God in exaltation by people like Moses and Deborah, who celebrated God's mighty act of deliverance in songs of victory. But perhaps the best known composer and singer of all in the Bible was King David, a shepherd boy who became a king. He wrote the Psalms to fit every situation in people's lives. Songs of praise, songs of thanksgiving, even psalms used at the coronation of kings. Psalms that witness to God's glory. And the psalm says, let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful sound or a joyful noise, I like to say, to Him with songs of praise. Many great hymns and songs are inspiration from the verses of the Bible. And there's something there for everybody, something we can identify with in our individual situations, whether it's something to celebrate or something that's got us down in our lives. You know, the internet's full of familiar hymns that resonate with people's professions and personalities, and I'm just going to give you three on this. The Shopper's Hymn, Sweet By and By. Get it? The Gospel's Hymn, Pass It On. And the IRS agent's hymn, I Surrender All. You know, we have all kinds of songs at Christmas, and not just the religious songs of Silent Night, of Hark the Herald Angels, but we have songs like Jingle Bells that I've been singing and hearing since I was a little boy. And then later on came some kind of funny songs that we associate with Christmas now. I'm not sure we should, but we do. I saw Mama kissing Santa under the Christmas tree, and Grandma got run over by a reindeer. How sweet. But how appropriate to celebrate Christmas with the gift of music. You know, the account of Christ's birth in the Gospel of Luke is fortified with song. First is a song that Mary shared with her cousin Elizabeth. We refer to it as Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And Elizabeth's husband Zechariah, when he was able to speak again, his prophecy was actually conveyed in song. And who can forget the choir of heavenly angels in the hills surrounding Bethlehem, praising God with song. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all the people on the earth. On Christmas Eve, we come together to praise God in humble adoration of the Christ child and sing these familiar Christmas carols. Among them, Silent Night, a song that actually, during World War II, people, both sides, stopped fighting and sang this song. What a wonderful thing. Music has the power, the ability to touch our hearts, I think, as nothing else can. And it can even remove hostility from an environment or from our lives, at least for a time. It can lift our spirits. Music can bring us together, and it can bring us closer to God's presence. And I say praise to our Heavenly Father for the precious gift of life, for the gift of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And praise be to God for the gift of music that inspires us on this Christmas Eve and this Christmas season. In a few days or a few weeks, we're going to take down all the holiday decorations. These chrismon trees will be gone. These will be gone tonight and in a few weeks from your homes. The Christmas tree will be taken down. And the Christmas lights will be taken down. To tell you the truth, of all the sermons I've preached on Christmas Eve, I don't know that people really remember specifics about my sermon. They may go away and say, oh, that was a good feeling, that was a good sermon, or that wasn't too good, he was really messing up tonight. Which does happen. But it's harder. It's much harder for us to forget Silent Night, Holy Night. It's much harder for us to forget Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. It's much harder for us to put away and forget about Away in a Manger or Joy to the World. I don't think we really should ever put them away. I think we can sing them in July and August. Put it on your radio. Put it on at home. Sing. You know, music reminds us that on this Christmas Eve, Jesus Christ was born for the salvation of humanity. I hope you will leave here tonight with the songs of Christmas ringing in your heart. And it gives you a sense of hope, a sense of peace, a sense of joy, a sense of assurance. And may you go remembering that a tiny babe was born in Bethlehem, grew to be an adult, and took away the sins of the world. May God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Invite those forward who are going to help with the candle lighting service.
Thank you.
Matthew 5 says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Let's raise our lights and proclaim to the world that we do believe that we are the light of the world. We may not be perfect, but we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now for a silent prayer. As you prepare to leave this sanctuary on this glorious Christmas Eve, get ready for Christmas. Hope that you go thinking about Christmas music. Hope you go thinking about those songs. Maybe you'll go home with your family, you'll sing them. Or tomorrow when you get up, you'll pick one or two and sing. Whether it's with the radio or whether it's by yourself, a cappella, or you got someone who can play an instrument in your house. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter if you can carry your tune. Make a joyful noise, that's all you can do. Go from here in the spirit of Christmas and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.